welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. I've been looking forward to this time together. We've been looking at some fascinating truths, I feel, in chapter 3 of Zechariah, and we're talking about the preparation of the priesthood. Joshua had a high calling. He was the priest, the high priest at that time, and we're looking at one of the night visions that Zechariah had, who was a prophet as well as from a family of priests, and there's spiritual significance in this. We see, just by way of a brief recap, he was unfit for service. He had filthy garments, and there was a manner in which he was delivered. First of all, he was forgiven. In verse 4 of chapter 3, the Lord said, "Take away the filthy garments," and unto he, now speaking to Joshua, "Behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." So first of all, he was forgiven. And basically, sin, whenever we sin, and we all, you know, we all fall short of the glory of God. John said, if any man said he's without sin, he's a liar. Well, we're striving after perfection. We can be perfect in heart, but we do, you know, we fall short. We sin. We, you know, lose our anger. We lose our temper. There's acts of unrighteousness, even though positionally we are righteous in Christ Jesus. And that's why the power of the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives, because we need to mortify the deeds of the body. We can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. Whether you're bound by any kind of addiction, smoking, drugs, alcohol, God is able to deliver to the uttermost, but you can't do it in yourself. And there has to be a recognition that we don't have strength in ourselves to do it. We don't have the willpower to do it, but God is more than able. So Joshua is forgiven. Psalm 86 and 5 says, "Thou, O Lord, art ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." Now, all of us, you know, we, as I read this, I'm thinking, well, you know, gosh, well, he was the high priest, and he had filthy garments. Well, all our righteousness are as filthy rags before him. It's nothing of our self-righteousness. And as I shared on a previous broadcast, symbolically, or if you want to make spiritual application, those garments, those soiled, dirty garments, represent our character, if you will, the visible aspect of what we present to the world, which is, of course, our outward and visible actions and deeds. It's an expression of our character. And so when our outward life, the things we do, the deeds, if they in any way bring shame upon the Lord Jesus, that's sin. I mean, we're falling short. And thank God, though, we have God's all-sufficient grace to cleanse and restore us. So this is what was happening. So take heart. I mean, if you feel like you're about the lowest, lower than a grasshopper's belly, as Brother Glass used to say, or that you're the lowest worm on the face of the earth, that you fail God so many times and you just feel so unworthy of His favor, unworthy of His blessings, take heart. Because just as the Lord was ready to do this for Joshua, who was the high priest at that time, He is so willing to do that for us. He was not only forgiven, but He was cleansed. Take away the filthy garments from him. What does He say? I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. So you're going to put on beautiful garments. How could anyone who claims to have received the forgiveness of God continue to wear the filthy garments of continued sin and self-righteousness? In Colossians 3:9, the word of the Lord tells us, put off the old man with his deeds. Put off the old carnal nature with his deeds. And Galatians gives an example of what those, you know, the works of the flesh are, as well as the fruit of the Spirit. Filthy garments are not to be covered over, but taken away. A complete change is necessary. And that's what I'm sharing. We cannot do this in ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He was cleansed. He was clothed with the change of raiment. And what a change when we get rid of our soiled and torn garments and we receive the robe of righteousness, those garments of salvation, those garments of righteousness that only Christ can bestow. And even after we've received those precious new garments, we can still get them torn and dirty. They can be spotted, they can be wrinkled, they can be stained. But it's that righteousness that makes us right with God. That's our position in Christ. And that daily cleansing for our priestly office as kings and priests unto God. Remember, that's the whole basis of this. Jesus said through John in that first chapter of Revelation, "He who loved us, washed us from his sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto our God." So we see that even though we may fall, we may stumble, and land in the dirt or fall in the mud, yet God is so gracious. Jesus is standing there, countering, watching everything the enemy might do. Satan is there to resist him, but Satan is addressed by the Lord. "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan." Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. And he is saying that this may not look like much before you, but he's a brand that's been plucked out of your hell fire, out of the consuming fire of sin and degradation and perversion. He is not yours, Satan. And the Lord's that saying to you right now, I don't care how much you feel you failed God. I don't care. I'm going to rebuke that spirit of condemnation upon you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against, Lord, those who are struggling right now in their walk with you. They've fallen short. They've failed. They're asking for forgiveness, Lord, but it just seems they don't feel forgiven. They don't feel cleansed. Well, the Lord, through this simple message, is showing, just as he did for the high priest Joshua, he's able to do for your beloved. Father, I ask for the cleansing power and blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse and just wash away every transgression, every sin, Lord, as everyone sincerely repents before you. We have an advocate with the Father who is able to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, I thank you. This is taking place right now. Satan, it is written, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who will not walk after the flesh, but will follow and walk after the Spirit. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that with that cleansing, there's a determination, there's a commitment you're putting in their heart to seek you, to follow you, to be pleasing you in your sight, to follow and to ascend and arise to that high calling of a king and priest in their own life. Lord, as far as the world's concerned, they may be an absolute nothing. Nobody might put any stock in them. They aren't worthy of honor, respect, repute, but Lord, you don't see them that way. You don't look as a man looks. You see the heart. And every one of us, Lord, every one of those people who are listening, they are all the work of your hands, the sheep of your pasture. And I thank you, Lord, that every bit of condemnation, every bit of self-hatred, Father, is rebuked right now. And I thank you, Lord, for genuine, sincere repentance and the cleansing of God and the love of God and the peace of God and the fellowship of the Spirit to be with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. So the Lord right now, he's cleansing you. He's giving you a brand new change of raiment. He's giving you, and not only that, let's go to verse 5. Ooh. And I said, this is actually Zechariah speaking, "Let them set a fair mitre upon his head." So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. He was watching, Jesus was watching all of this going on. Now, let's take a look at what's that all about. Well, the mitre was a crown of his priesthood, which is basically the symbol of divine authority. Other translations, including the Amplified, translate this verse as turban. Well, in Exodus 28, 36 through 38, the Amplified says, "And you shall make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. You shall fasten it on the front of the turban that the priest would wear with the blue cord, and it shall be upon Aaron's forehead. Aaron was the high priest, brother of Moses, that Aaron may take upon himself and bear any iniquity connected with the holy things which the Israelites shall give and dedicate, and it shall always be upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord in the priest's person. Remember, I said a priest not only worships, ministers to the Lord, but he ministers in behalf of the Lord or for the Lord in the lives of others. And so all God's cleansed and clothed ones are crowned with honor. Think of that. Oh, I want you to get a picture of this. You know, Psalms says that, you know, well, I'm have to turn Psalm 8. Remember, that is just so, so beautiful, where it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. And they go on to, you know, all the sheep, oxen, fowl of the air, fish of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. David wondered and said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Well, God created, he's the final, the epitome of all of God's creation, his crowning glory, man made in the very image and likeness of God. And beloved, you have been cleansed, you've been clothed with honor, crowned with honor, crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. And so this priestly crown indicates that Joshua and we, the people of God, are now reinstated and accepted in God's presence. Praise God. What a beautiful, exciting thing this is to see, that God has done so much for us. Oh, well, it's hard to stop, but I'm going to, Lord willing, conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me today. And I just want to thank you so much, partners and those who listen. I thank you for your prayer support. I do pray for you, my spiritual radio family. I pray for my partners. And I'm just asking for God's very best in your life. And also, if God should be moving upon you to write, just obey him. He's got a reason for doing that. And if he moves upon you to send a love gift, praise God, because that's how this ministry's continued for almost 50 years. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,